Holy Father, protect them so that they may be one as we are one. Amen. I have been thinking a lot about herds lately, because we hear throughout Scripture that we as Christians are like sheep, and Jesus is our shepherd. And Jesus, as our shepherd, has gathered us together as humans in this body of Christ in order to protect us, so that we can be liberated and sent out into the world to be who God has called us to be, sheep with one shepherd. This is a really simple way of understanding the truth of God's desire for us, but even as simple as it may seem, it is truth. Jesus says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth." Today in our scripture, we hear Jesus discussing with his disciples during the Last Supper that he is to leave the world, that he will be leaving them, his disciples whom he loves. Have you ever loved something so much that you put all of your time and energy into its well-being and into its growth? Perhaps a job or a project or a person or a group of people. And even though the project or job wasn't finished yet, you had to leave it because you were being called into something else. That can be really hard to do. When we love something and we've worked hard to build it and care for it, it can be very difficult to walk away from it when it is not yet finished. And so in our scripture today, we find Jesus explaining to his disciples that while they have not yet built the kingdom of God, that he will be leaving them to go be with the Father. Jesus is realizing here that his time has come to an end, that the disciples are going to be sent out into the world to continue the work they began together without him. The work, the movement that Jesus began will continue in them, but Jesus will no longer be able to guide them here on earth. Imagine with me for a minute how Jesus must have felt in this moment. How he must have felt when he was saying this to his disciples, whom he loved very much. I imagine that he felt sad, worried, and concerned, not for himself, but for those he loved. In the scripture, Jesus, in his worry and concern, goes to God in prayer. Protect them, he prays. Protect them from the evil one. Protect them so that they may be one. Sheep are herd animals. Sheep live as one body. This is how they survive together. And Jesus tells us we are like sheep, and that our greatest protection is found in being one with each other and with God. We are not meant to roam the earth alone as predators. We are meant to travel, to journey on this earth together. This, Jesus tells us, is truth. Sanctify them in your truth. This truth that we as humans are meant to travel together to protect one another by radically loving one another is actually the story of God's liberation throughout Scripture. We hear this same truth throughout both the First and the Second Testaments, and how the people of God move throughout the world together. Simple truth, yet as humans, we need to be reminded again and again. Recently, I was listening to the news on the radio. Yes, the radio. And there was a story about vaccinations. Of course, they're now figuring out a lot about how vaccinations protect us from the virus that has caused so much death and pain over the last year and a half. The story was centered on the finding that people who have had organ transplants are not receiving the same immunity from the vaccine as those with stronger immune systems do. The person interviewing the researcher said, "This is concerning news. How will the vaccine be altered so that it can protect people who have had transplants?" The doctor doing the research said, "Well, there's good news here, really. The good news is that those of us with healthy immune systems will protect those that are not receiving the benefits of the vaccine because their immune systems are weaker. We will protect them by getting our vaccines and thus not spreading the virus any further. Herd immunity. The good news is that the strength of the herd is what actually protects the herd. The vaccine is not what is needed to be altered. The behavior of the herd is what needs to be altered. If the ones that can do, then the herd as one benefits. Herds live together for protection. Bison, zebra, water buffalo, sheep, cows, goats, elephants. As a herd, these animals protect each other during vulnerable times. If they are drinking water at a watering hole, the ones drinking are surrounded by the others and they take turns getting what they need. And if in a herd there's an animal that's hurt or weak or needing protection, they don't judge them because as a herd, they are one. Jesus says, God protect them so that they may be one. The simple truth is that Jesus calls us to live as herd animals. We have been made to be and to radically love one another, not so that we have individual protection from what threatens us, but in order for us as a herd to be protected. And this is how privilege works in the world. Some of us have privilege, like strong immune systems, like access to resources necessary for basic survival, like food and money and housing, like education and connection. And then some of us don't, because of the ways of this world. In this world, we may be tempted to live as though our own survival is primary, that our own success and survival is where true joy comes from. But Jesus prays, protect them so that they may be one. Jesus knows that we will be tempted by the ways of this world. In the same way the evil one tempted Jesus in the wilderness, the evil one tempted Jesus to turn away from who God made him to be and to worship him instead, to turn rocks into bread, to throw himself off the pinnacle. And the evil one said to Jesus, all of this power can be yours alone if you do these things. But Jesus knew that that wasn't who God made him to be. And so he was able to resist the evil one and the temptation to live for himself alone. And he instead made the greatest sacrifice of all for the good of all. Jesus lived his life with the disciples, preparing them to do as he did, to gather people together and to work to build the kingdom of God. And now he prays for them to be able to continue that work by being one, by being his herd. We are his sheep and he is our shepherd. Jesus knows that this will be hard for the disciples and for us to do at times, to not live for ourselves, but for the herd. And so he says, very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy, and no one will take your joy from you. True joy, the joy that God offers us, is different than the joy the world offers us. And at times, we may be tempted to leave the herd for the joy the world offers us, for power, for prestige, or money, or wealth that we can hoard and claim as ours alone. But individual power and wealth and success will not bring us true joy. True joy is found, Jesus says, in living as one. The disciples are afraid when they hear this from Jesus. So Jesus says, I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Protect them so that they may be one. Next week, we will celebrate together that God has sent us the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. On this day, we recognize the birth of church. The church, our brothers and sisters, all of our neighbors, this is what the Holy Spirit calls us to live in and for. One flock, one herd. Not a herd based on identities, nationality, race, religion, or region. Those are the way the world defines groups and us, and they are lies meant to divide us. When the Holy Spirit comes, it speaks to each in their own language. The Holy Spirit speaks so that all may understand, so that all may be one. The Holy Spirit will continue to guide us now, even in the physical absence of Jesus here on earth. The Holy Spirit will move us and set us on fire for justice and radical love. The Holy Spirit is with us to remind us we are not predators in this world, here for our own personal success or survival, but that God has made us to live as one. So come, Holy Spirit, come. Be our advocate and remind us that we are indeed better off together. That our greatest protection comes from the simple truth that we are one, one flock, following one shepherd. And that in this loving one another and being one, we are liberated. And in that liberation, our joy, true joy, will be made complete. Amen.